A member of Kenzo Atsushu's church testifies. September 2017. My name is Kimberly Watson. At the request of my brother Michael Watson, I will report my testimony. I was the work of Pastor Kenzo Atsushi. I will report when I stood firm while he was alive and how I weakened after he died. I am the sister of Pastor Michael Watson, who had also been shot down by the death of Pastor Kenzo. I received a powerful anointing from Pastor Kenzo's ministry and was under his prayer cover. I was praying and empowered. But I had a television and the devil attacked me from inside that device. The television turned off even dark and dark arrows that hit my mind. I was on my knee and I saw the arrows. I felt a headache and became weak, disheartened to walk into the church and was not having the strength to pray. A demon came to my room. I cried out the name of Jesus and expelled him, but he did not want to leave. He said, "I cannot go out as television is my device, and this gives me legality and strength in your life. You will never defeat me while I have what is mine in your home. Television takes away the spiritual authority of any Christian." I had to throw the device in the trash and the strength to pray came back. The devil never came back, I was free and the anointing of God was growing in my life. The deeper I went into spiritual things, the more I renounced the world. I was part of the church's worship group. Lord Jesus gave me the gift of praise. Every time I sang in the church, people felt the presence of God and others were set free. Out of my voice comes the anointing of flames of fire. My husband played the guitar. An anointing accompanied the sounds of the instrument. When Jesus touched the people through the worship, they fell into demonic manifestations. I was being used a lot. Earrings. People ask me about earrings and necklaces saying that God does not care for insignificant things. They say there are bigger sins that God cares about. My answer is, all sin is evil and there are no small and great sins. All kinds of sins will be judged before God. If you wear these trinkets, you are jeopardizing your salvation. A pair of earrings costs on average about $8 up to $10. A necklace costs around $22 up to $24. A lipstick will cost approximately $16 up to $20. The price varieties change depending on the places or countries. Would you throw your salvation away by wearing an $8 earring? Would you spend eternity in hell for a $22 necklace? Are you a Christian who would trade eternity in heaven for a $16 lipstick? The eternal life conquered on the cross of Calvary is worth less than a glass of nail polish that costs $25. You would throw your salvation in the trash because of cheap, perishable things. His salvation is expensive, it cost a high price on the cross. Jesus died and buried in the ground for your iniquity for you to throw your crown away for so little? Do not exchange your blessing for a plate of lentils. When you hear a word of holiness, the power of God surrounds your life. The word roots within your heart and takes away the sin that does not please God. The Holy Spirit makes an abode, just wanting to let it in, accepting the word of correction. Do not resist, give your life to Him. The will of your flesh will die to the world. Your carnal desires will be destroyed when the Holy Spirit is dwelling in you. Impediment to missions. I met a couple who were doing missions together. They had a baby and they gave up doing the mission. The souls were dying without salvation. The missionary got a job to support the child and his wife. The missionary left the mission to take care of the child. The child died, God took the boy who was the impediment of the mission. The barrier was removed and they returned to the mission work. Rock praises. I went to visit a church called Quadrangular. I did not like the rock praises they sang and I went back home. When I was praying, Jesus showed me all the members of this church in a sewer. The more they walked forward, the more they sank down until the waters of the sewer covered their heads and they were suffocated. They drowned and lost their breath. Without breath, they died. Jesus said, "Sin is like this deep sewage, the more it walks in sin, the more it sinks into it." After they died, a whirlwind appeared beneath that water and pulled them all into the depths of the abyss. The deeper it was, the darker the water stayed. There was no light at the bottom of those waters. Jesus has revealed to me that the dark part that lies deep in the water is the entrance to hell. The whole church was swallowed up to hell. Falling away. All my gifts were buried with the death of Pastor Kenzo. When he died, I stopped going to church. I had strayed from the path of Jesus and never went to church again. I suffered far from God's way. I gave up standing on the path of Jesus because my pastor passed away. I was lost and without the doctrines that I was building. My mother prayed to God to wake me up one more time. I wanted to have the same experience as my pastor and to know the spiritual world. My mother's prayer for my awakening was heard. Dancing. One night I was sick and I was carried away to hell. I have seen people who have walked in tortuous ways. They had their feet broken by demons. These people are the ones who walk to dances, parties, shows, and nightclubs. The demons broke their legs and said, "You did not use your feet to walk the righteous paths." Theft. The demons cut off the hands of those who stole what is not theirs. Not only the thieves had their hands cut off, but also shepherds who stole the offerings and the tithes of the church. Necklaces. I saw in hell brothers who wore chains around their necks and sisters wearing necklaces. There is hell, they were chained around the neck and turned into dogs in hell. Chains and necklaces symbolize prisons. Murderer. I saw in hell the son who killed his father. He was transformed into a monster and suffered the torments. He spoke like an animal and terrified screamed. Men who cut people off when they arrived in hell were torn apart by demons. I saw a girl who killed her mother. In hell, she became a beast and was chained like an animal being afflicted by spears that the demons played. Conscience. People's consciousness is tormented. The suffering of conscience and the pain of the soul never end. Sexual privation. I saw a father who was in hell for his own daughter's rape. I also saw a boy and his mother in hell for having sex in secret. I have seen men and women who have had sex with animals. Failure to preach holiness. I saw a pastor living a holy life in hell. At that time Jesus came down to get me out. The pastor did not conform and said that he lived a holy life. Jesus said, "You have said well, but did not teach the people to sanctify themselves, by which they have lost their salvation." Ezekiel 34, 2, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel, prophesy, and say unto them, "Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks?" He lived a holy life, but he did not speak of holiness and did not feed his flock in the truth. Because of this, he was prevented from entering heaven. Many souls went to hell because of that pastor's omission. Heresies. I have seen Christians in hell ascending the pulpit and preaching another gospel. They offered unclean bread on the holy altar. Sorcerers. From hell, I saw sorcerers doing rituals in the rivers. And those waters were infested with demons that had Christians who bathed in it. They undress as they enter these waters. There were still people drowning in this river. Boats and ships were turned over by these devils from hell. I saw African shepherds performing miracles, but they were witches disguised as sheep. Church theater. I also saw theater and choreography inside the church. And the demons sang and danced together, possessing the young. Television. I saw a television in hell. And Jesus revealed to me how television appeared on earth. The devil appeared to a man and said, "I will make you smart and will invent a device that will make you a millionaire. This will contaminate the mind of the people and corrupt the hearts with sinful desires. The mind will become Luciferian, marked with the mark of immorality. The images will enter through the eyes that will be unclean. This has corrupted humanity, leaving the evil character and quality of the destructive personality. Creating your imitators, corrupting minds, eyes, and heart. The sin of this apparatus is diverse and influences people. It is not easy to live with this Babylon whose limits exceeded those of Sodom and Gomorrah. We cannot yield to the legality of the devil's entrance into our homes through television. Return. Jesus commanded me to return, and I rushed to the earth. After I returned from hell, I went through great trials. Worry. I worried more than necessary, giving importance to useless things and, most importantly, leaving aside Jesus. Pharisees who do not believe my testimony persecuted me. They do not want to win souls and only pursue the servants of God. They are not supernatural and will never experience God. Their pride does not let them recognize that they need deliverance to be saved. I began to worry a lot about what they said about me. I took the worries out of my head with what they said about me. I had a weight on the back of the sin of fornication. But I have repented and God has forgiven me. Whoever turns away from Jesus sinks into the abyss of sin. The more we stay away from the dirtiest, the more holiness we get. Whoever turns away from the truth loses the fervor of the Holy Spirit and becomes cold, falling into the depths of sin. Whoever departs from the path of God becomes an easy prey for the devil. Today I use the word to build, not to attack people. The correction and the whip of God to grow up do well. But the criticisms that attack and bring back suffering are not of God. Christians who persecute others only to scandalize are of the devil. Accusers. To speak against sin is from God, to accuse and attack your brother is from the devil. Some people have left churches because of accusations. This only distances people from God and plays in Egypt, making them again slaves of the devil. I have suffered persecution. Jesus gave me a balance for my legs so I did not stumble. He is my livelihood. And you, too, are careful not to fall. Be zealous of your spiritual life, that it is not weakened. Beware of your way of acting and thinking. Watch where you step and put your feet. Do not go into tribulation by going to improper places like bars, nightclubs, or worldly parties. Look at your attitudes if you are right and in the direction of God. The Lord Jesus Christ has protected me from where I am going. I do not give in to my difficulties and I fight for the gospel of truth. God has given me strength and courage. Jesus is pleased with those who are not afraid. Churches. Christians have not gathered and edified people, but they have scattered the flock. They take people out of the way of Jesus by saying that they do not have to congregate in temples. And the whole plan of God is muddled in the lives of those who do not congregate in the body of Jesus. Those who take people out of communion will pay a heavy price. Words that kill people and move them away from the houses of prayer are bad as it denies them the opportunities to receive ministry from the men of God there. People have stopped doing the work because of the condemnation of the unlearned. Jesus approved the gathering of people to worship Him, no matter the place, whether it is in the temple, house or garage. Where you are two or three, there He will be. The gathering is from God. He who does not congregate is disconnected from the bride of Christ. Sanctification. Let's keep it clean and preserve purity. Improve your conduct every day before God. Strive for sanctification, do not relax, and do not stop pursuing perfection. Small dirt accumulates inside if we do not clean ourselves. Let go of carnal conflict, do not provoke the accusers, give no place to the flesh, do not let your spirit die, do not birth the old nature that has already been buried. Change your wickedness for good, sin for holiness. Replace impurity with purity. Replace hate with love, sadness with joy. Do not accept the flesh to beat you, do not let the sin defeat you. Do not use your tongue to speak evil or to quarrel. Use your mouth to glorify, praise and exalt God. Sin tries to pressure us to fall into the faith. We are in the world, we are not His and we will never yield to temptations. We are at war where one will come out victorious, or take the souls of the world by bringing them to Jesus, or the world will drag him to hell. But the churches do not give assistance to humble souls. Churches want to stay in big cities seducing doctors, lawyers, engineers, or any man with a high salary to help with tithing and offering. I was saddened by this behavior and prayed to God. A servant of God was sent to me and revealed God's plans for my life. And Jesus revealed to her everything that was happening in my life. I cried a lot that morning. And that woman prayed for me to comfort me. I felt the presence of God as strong as the first time. I thank God for giving me the opportunity to speak of my testimony to you who hear me. Stay in the peace of Jesus. Amen.